It's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Hacks Day, where we attempt to give you some tools on how to enhance or have just a really quality, consistent time with the Lord. And in the month of January, what we are doing is giving you tools to use to help you process what it is you are actually reading. And I've got Tim Nix in the studio with me all month long, and he's been giving us these great tools like soap and light bulb and the comma with one M. And Tim, you've got another one for us today. I know it's one that you like to use personally, and it's called the SWORD method. Yeah,
the SWORD method, that's right.
And okay.
It's not an acronym.
So it's... It doesn't stand for anything, but yeah. So you get to draw a big sword
right,
on your page.
That's right. You can draw a big sword on your page.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can see that, but
yeah.
it's kind of fun because you think about the Word of God as a sword.
Yeah.
It's a sword that cuts and divides, and it's sharp. And so, yeah, it's we think about it like that. And so the way and it's another one you can use with a group or mm-hmm. personally. And some of the similar questions, but maybe asked in a little different way
yeah.
that help us to process what we're reading. And
yeah.
so once we know where we're going, then we read the passage. And the first thing that we think about is that we have a sword and it's pointed up to the sky. And so the tip of the sword is pointed up. And so the first question that we ask, or I ask about this passage, is what do I learn about God?
Yeah.
What do I learn about God from this passage? And whenever I say God, it could be God the Father or Jesus
mm-hmm.
or the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
you know, or any combination of the Godhead.
Yeah.
And so in this passage, what do we learn about God? What do I learn about Him?
Yeah.
And then the handle of the sword points down. And so the next question is, what do I learn about man?
Mm-hmm.
What do I learn about people from this passage? And so we may have to process a little bit who the characters are
right.
in the story, who the
right.
people are in this true story that we're reading, or it may be a parable.
Right.
And so we're thinking about what we learn about people. And that's a good discussion whenever if
yeah.
you do this with a group.
And with those two questions, kind of using them, what do I learn about man in light of what I've learned about God?
Yeah.
I think becomes an important aspect of that as well.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And then just on the side of the sword, on to one side, we say just based in this passage, are there any warnings? Is there a sin to avoid?
Mm-hmm.
So look at it. Just look at it. Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. Or is there a promise to embrace?
Yeah.
Sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't.
Right.
But we want to look at the scriptures in that way. And then on the other side, then we say, is there a command to obey?
Mm.
You know, again, we're getting back to direction. Well, how am I going to obey and follow Jesus,
right.
be his disciple, based on what I'm studying here?
Yeah.
And so,
well, I was just going to say, you know, with all of these that we've looked at, there's certain questions that we're asking. And there's going to be people out there in social media land that if you have a question written out, they want an answer to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important, you know, you've already said it, but not every question that we're asking is going to necessarily get answered. So
exactly.
to have a blank on your journal is going to be okay.
That's right. Yeah, we'll have some question marks that we'll carry with us into
yeah,
eternity.
Yeah, yeah.
And but yeah, that's right. But it's, you know, If we're doing a group, we try to keep the questions based to what we're actually reading today.
Right.
If it's something there, but yeah, it's in light of all of this.
Yeah.
And even, you know, our action steps or our I will statements are based on what I'm learning right now.
Yeah.
And if you write those things down, you kind of keep them in a notebook or a journal. You can reflect on them. I have another prayer diary that I use, and at the beginning of the new year, I swap over to a new one, but I go all the way back through my old one because I've got a lot of notes
yeah.
and ideas and thoughts and quotes and things I want to do.
Right.
And I like to reflect on that.
Yeah.
So try not to just move on
right.
too fast.
So one of the things that we've talked about over the last couple of episodes is doing this within a group. And so I want to just kind of explore that for a minute and maybe kind of shatter an American mindset that we have when it comes to our relationship with the Lord. And I think it's oftentimes said that you are to have a personal relationship with the Lord, which is absolutely true. And I think we sometimes carry that a little too far to where we say we need to have a private relationship mm-hmm. with the Lord,
right.
which is not true. Like exactly. our faith is never meant to be private. Right. It's meant to be personal and public. And so talk to us just for a minute about the advantages or the benefits that you've seen. And I'm not talking about necessarily having a Bible study with a group, but just in being able to share your personal time with the Lord with other people that you would consider yourself accountable to, whether mm-hmm. it's to your wife or whether it's to a small, or, you know, whatever it is. What's the benefit there?
Yeah, well, I can write an I will statement, and if no one else ever knows I said it, then I can forget about it real easy,
yeah.
or I can, I'm not going to hold myself accountable the same way. Now,
right.
I'm trusting God to hold me accountable, and He does, and the Word itself, and it's going to come back up. But if we talk about it in a group, then we're helping to hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
And we're actually saying what we want to do. You know, when we say, I will, but I really want to.
Right.
And I can pray for other people and they can pray for me.
Yeah.
We sometimes at home, we have our favorite around the table time. It's just Sally and I is on Saturday morning, and we talk about what the Lord has been teaching us this week that mm-hmm. maybe we hadn't come up against already. And so that's a good time for us to know what's in each other's heart, and
yeah.
it's encouraging, mutually encouraging.
Yeah, yeah.
But like you said, it's not meant to be private. The Christian life is meant to be lived in context of community.
Yeah.
It's not a lone ranger or individualistic.
Yeah. That community is one of the means of grace mm-hmm. that God has put in the believer's life yeah. to help them along.
That's right.
And so I think that's something we oftentimes forget when we have this kind of private, divided mindset when
yep.
it comes to our time with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay. All right, guys, that's your hack for today. We've got one more for you next week. So join us next Monday on Day by Day Hacks.